obviously that's a vision that you would have to change the situation of, you know, global warming. You look at the situation with the schools, what would your ideal school be in a situation like this, as opposed to what you grew up with and what I grew up with?
Let's put it into clarity. We have the United Nations. Let's seriously talk down and say, let's talk peace. Once and for all. Can you guys really get it together? Because if you don't, you're still going to spend billions and billions of your budget on infrastructure of war machines, which are not really necessary. So that alone, just to stop the industrialization of the war machine on the planet, and say, well, what are you going to do with all that money? I really can trust you today that, Putin, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to go into other countries, and you're not going to foam at the mouth and go kill other countries and invade. China, you're not going to go somewhere and start poking your nose where it doesn't belong and invading other countries. United States, you're going to have to keep your nose clean and stay out of trouble and fix the Middle East and fix all the problems that you have and clarify these things and settle things. And then turn around and say, well, now what do you guys want to do with all this extra money that you're not going to spend on war? You can easily have free education for the planet to all these countries. There's 500 billion light years of time left for this sun. We have killed 40% of the animals on this planet in 50 years. So calculate that by the next 50 years. Who is the super predators of this planet? And what is their interest as super predators? So, is it will it make you happy? We have killed most of the songbirds on this continent. When I was a child, I used to hear songbirds. Thousands and thousands. They'd wake up in early in the morning. It's before the sun would just come over. The birds would start making sounds.
In the Okanagan.
And all those little birds in the, it would slowly start up, and then they would get resin to a higher pitch. And just as the sun crested, you know, then it would calm down. But that sound woke you up. There was so many birds. I was there last year in the Okanagan, and I got up and I already knew that the birds were gone and that, and I got up around 9, and but I already knew that the birds were killed quite a while ago. But the thing that that catches you is you miss that longing for the sound of those songbirds waking you up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, I always talk about the old people getting up really early. Because they hear the birds. They're in tune with the world. And so we've started these things. We did these things as human beings. And so is it necessary to have that much? Can you measure? This is a measurement of capitalism, how successful you are by exterminating
species of animals.
Animals of birds on this continent by over 50-60%. So at this rate, a generation could come along and say, here's a picture on my phone of a bird, and here's a recording of the sound of this bird. This is what it sounded like. The child will be looking at me going, why are you showing me this? What is your point? And the person will probably say, well, this was what was here. And the child will be looking at you going, are you happy now?
Right.
Are you truly happy? Does this give you your power to exterminate everything? This is the direction of this planet. I'm only talking about birds now. I'm not talking about other species.
Or,
but this is one that, this is just one example of what this planet is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know,